We're General Manager of List Management, Brad Lloyd. Brad, we're just 3 days away from the draft. How has the List Management team's preparations been?
We've had a busy day. Had a meeting with our draft manager, David Walls, and Benny Marks, working through the order. And we're really excited. Fantastic opportunity for the club. So we've had a big day with Ross Lyon and Chris Bond, Steve Rosich and the team, and working through all the steps. Had some medical meetings and meeting with our club psychologist and those sorts of things. So getting all our finishing touches together and ready to go.
It's exciting holding picks 2 and 5. How rare is this opportunity for the club?
Yeah, it's a very rare opportunity. Not in my time at the club have we had this opportunity. I think it's back to 99 since we've had a number of picks. So 2 and 5 is unbelievable hand to go in with. So we're really excited to use those picks.
Many have said the draft class of 2017 is very top heavy with talent, which is where we have our picks. Is that how you see it?
Yeah, look, we're really happy with the first half a dozen in the draft, and to be able to get to the top 5 players in this year's draft pool is a sensational opportunity for the club.
Fremantle has a lot of list space heading into the draft. Do you anticipate the club taking a few more picks than usual?
Yeah, look, we've got list spots available. We can have between 7 and 9 picks in the draft, so we'll go in with a number of national draft picks and then a couple of rookie picks for the follow-up draft on Monday.
The draft is over in just a few hours, but how much work has been going on behind the scenes in preparation for Friday night?
Yeah, a huge amount of work. David Walls and the recruiting team done a mountain of work, very thorough, starting with plenty of games of footy, plenty of vision, home visits, all sorts of reports. So it's a culmination of a number of years' work, really, not just this year, to get to this moment. And we're really excited by the hand we go in and bring a couple of players into our talented young list.
How do you see Fremantle's list currently, and how will you see that influencing the picks we take at the draft?
Yeah, I think we've had a huge turnover over the last couple of years. So we've gone from a more mature list to one of the more exciting young lists in the competition. So through the trade period, we've really focused on players under 23, under 24 years of age, West Australians. I think we've brought in 7 young West Australians over the last 3 years. Another 2 this year in Nathan Wilson and Brandon Matera to add to the group. So really excited, and last year's crop plus a couple of early picks this year and the back end picks this year, we've got to really add to the group.
1 year on from the 2016 draft, how do you assess how that group of players has gone this year?
We really like last year's crop with Brennan Cox and Griffin Logue. Sean Darcy really showed some good things in the ruck, and Luke Ryan had a great finish to the year and winning the medal in the Peel grand final as well. So they're all tracking well, and it's great. They're all senior players basically now, and they're going to have important years ahead for the club. And this year's draft, we expect a few of the players to come in and step up really quickly.
And overall, how do you see how Fremantle's list is positioned currently?
It's positioned well. We're second year into a 4-year rebuild. We've worked hard on transitioning the list. It's taking time, but adding 2 and 5 in Friday night's draft is a huge step forward to add some real quality to the quality players we've already got on the list.